Disabled 2 at the Alliance Disabled Energy's website, drivesmarterchallenge.org.
With all news all day, this is the Triangle's News Authority. News Radio 680 WPTF, Raleigh, North Carolina, on Curtis Media Group Station.
CBS News, I'm Pam Kozer. There's more fallout for GM for the company's failure to take action on a deadly ignition switch problem fast enough. Some critics say the $35 million federal fine is not enough. CBS's Mark Albert has more.
The company has said at least 13 people have died in crashes linked to this problem, but trial lawyers that are now suing the company say the death toll is more than four times that much. More than 50 people died, according to the lawsuits, because of this defect. That is a huge liability that General Motors will have to face in court.
With Memorial Day coming up, Arizona Senator John McCain is calling attention to problems at the VA. In the GOP's weekly address, he says action is needed to address allegations that some vets died while waiting for care.
What's needed is a total refocusing of the VA on its core mission of serving veterans, stretching from its top political leadership all the way through to its career civil servants.
In his address, President Obama called on Congress to pass a transportation funding bill, saying it's good for business.
We know business owners don't seek out crumbling roads and bridges and backed up supply chains. They set up shop where the newest, fastest, most convenient transportation and communications networks let them invent and sell goods made in America to the rest of the world as fast as possible.
CBS News has confirmed the president will nominate San Antonio Mayor Julian Castro to run HUD when current Secretary Sean Donovan heads to OMB. Firefighters have put out most of the blazes that blackened 20,000 acres around San Diego. CBS's Ben Tracy says the weather is cooperating.
The weather is improving every day. Today is going to be in the mid-80s with much calmer winds, cooler temperatures. And by Tuesday, we're looking at highs in the mid-60s here, and that's a full 35 degrees cooler than it was earlier this week.
60 years ago today, the Supreme Court handed out the landmark Brown versus Board of Education ruling that desegregated the nation's schools. CBS's Andrew Cohen.
The story 60 years later is how much segregation has returned to public schools, how entrenched the opposition is even today to ensure that minority students and white students are afforded the same educational opportunities. And I guess that shows that there truly are some things that judges or the law can't change.
Will the Derby winner make it 2-for-2 at the Preakness today?
As they ready the track at Pimlico, the name of the Kentucky Derby winner, California Chrome, is the horse that has everyone talking.
No competition. It's a weak field.
And you think he's going to be a Triple Crown winner?
Yeah, I think so, absolutely. I think this is the year.
Chrome.
I think Chrome's got to be the winner, right? Well, he spoke to everybody the last time, and I don't think that there's a lot of horses that can compete with him.
The last time there was a Triple Crown winner, affirmed in 1978. Bill Yakubowski for CBS News, Baltimore.
Rather than go to a military base in Maryland or Virginia, President Obama is golfing today at the invitation-only Robert Trent Jones course in Gainesville, Virginia. This is CBS News.
And now WPTF News. ALE agents and Fayetteville police raided a series of nightclubs along Bragg Boulevard Friday, including Mickey's Bar and Grill. They arrested several employees and business owners on alcohol and drug violations. ALE officer Jason Locklear told WTVD-TV that they found various drugs.
We have marijuana and an assortment of prescription pills that are being trafficked inside of these locations.
The charges range from drug trafficking and use to allowing illegal drug sales at an ABC-licensed business. A Superior Court judge said the law cutting teacher job protections in North Carolina is unconstitutional. He ruled Friday that the law passed by Republican lawmakers last year violates constitutional rights that protect contracts that prevents government from taking a person's property. And a survey team from the National Weather Service confirmed that an EF1 tornado had struck near Durham Thursday. Approximately 40 homes suffered some sort of damage.